I left the neurologist's office clutching my bag of medication samples, thinking, well, Parkinson's disease. Maybe that's not so bad. Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's, and he's about as cool as they come. And if I only have to take one of these pills a day, I can do that. Yeah, Parkinson's. At least it's not a brain tumor. For a moment, I was relieved to have a label for my collection of physical problems. Amy was traveling in Africa, so I had time to research and develop a plan to manage the challenge. One little white pill per day and some minor lifestyle changes. No problem, I figured. I'd accomplished harder tasks. My sense of relief lasted until I sat down in front of my computer. I mentally flipped a coin and settled on Wikipedia, typed in Parkinson's disease, and started reading. I read for hours, scarcely believing what I learned. I finally pushed back after 10 hours with a myriad of new terms and concepts buzzing in my head and a growing sense of unreality. How could this be? What had I done wrong? I was sure there was a mistake. Parkinson's disease was serious, and except for minor illnesses in middle age, I was healthy. This couldn't be true. The neurologist instructed me to take the medication he had given me for 6 weeks. He'd then evaluate the results. Simple and easy, I thought, and definitely will prove I don't have PD. I swallowed the first pill with a mix of trepidation and anticipation. I half expected my left hand to suddenly leap into life, and for the whole day after that first dose, I wandered around the house, periodically sitting at the computer and typing a few lines as a test to see if anything had changed. No changes, no effect. The doctor warned me about possible side effects and told me to call him if they were too bad. I took the first dose on a Saturday morning, thinking that if there were going to be problems, I'd see them on Saturday or Sunday and would be on top of it by the workday on Monday. Reasonable, logical, and wrong. I felt fine all day Saturday, but there were no changes in my symptoms. Sunday, I repeated the progress. Still, no changes in my hand and arm. I went to bed feeling just a little out of sorts on Sunday night. On Monday morning, the alarm rang at the normal time. I rolled out of bed and promptly fell down as the room turned on its side. I'd read that dizziness and disorientation were possible side effects, but this wasn't dizziness. This was a carnival tilt-a-whirl ride missing a few important bolts. I decided to relax on the bedroom floor for a few minutes and consider my options. I discovered I could control the disorientation if I kept my head still and moved very slowly. So, looking like the Tin Man on a rainy day, I made my way to the couch to recover from the process of getting out of bed. After a few minutes, the dizziness faded enough that I could eat. I made several telephone calls, one to my office to let them know I'd be working from home, and then to the neurologist to ask, "So, what is this nonsense all about?" He called back later that day, and it was a short conversation. Me: "I'm very dizzy." Doc: "Yes, that's one of the potential side effects." Me: "I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. I'm very dizzy." Doc: "Yes, we discussed this. You may experience some unpleasant side effects at first. They will likely fade over time. It's important that we determine how well you respond to medication." Me: "Dizzy, very dizzy." Doc: "Is there anything else? No? Feel free to call anytime."